This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
What's up, everybody? A new Phillies Today coming to you just mere hours after a ginormous, huge win for the Phillies in Game 2 of the National League Divisional Series against the New York Mets, where they take this game in the ninth inning off a huge clutch Nick Castellanos hit to bring in a run, and the Phils win in the ninth inning, 7-6. How clutch was Nick Castellanos in this game? How clutch was Bryson Stott with his two-run triple? How clutch was Bryce Harper with the home run in the middle? What was that? That was the sixth inning of this game, where Bryce hits that home run and then goes back to back with Casty. How big is this win? This is what I'm talking about, a season-saving win. We will get to this in just a second. Real simple for you today. We're going to recap this game. We're going to talk about it. We're going to give my takeaways from what I was down at the game. This was one of the best baseball games I've ever been to. And maybe, I don't know if that speaks to, I mean, I've been to a lot of baseball games in my life, but I don't know if that speaks to, you know, me compared to maybe other people that have been to even better baseball games. I know, you know, I feel like I know a lot of people that were at Bedlam at the Bank and whatnot. You know, I feel like I've been to a lot of great baseball games in my life, but this was right up there. This was like top three. This was an awesome back and forth game that ends up in the Phils' favor, where the Phils able to, I mean, just an awesome game. Just awesome. Not an awesome game if your team loses. I mean, if you're a baseball fan in general, it's a fun game to watch, but, you know, being so emotionally invested as a Phillies fan, it's a game where if your team doesn't come out on top, it's like, screw this game. I don't want to ever think about this game. I don't ever want to relive this. It's like the Joe Carter home run for Toronto, right? It's like, wow, that's such a great moment in sports history, but screw the Joe Carter home run because I'm a Phillies fan. That type of thing. So today slash tonight was just a huge, huge win for these Phils against the New York Mets. And real quick, let's just recap just the key moments and the just pretty much the key moments from this game. You had the Mark Vientos home run to start the game at the top of the third. And then top of the sixth, again, Phil's really not able to get anything going offensively at this point. Top of the sixth, Pete Alonso with a solo homer to right field. And then bottom of the sixth is where the Phils, that's where the spark happened. Harper, two-run home run to center field. You know Bryce is just a man in the moment. He does that with his homer. And then the next batter, Nick Castellanos, on an 0-1 count, missile to left field. Nick Castellanos was the guy this game, let's be honest. Top of the seventh, though, right back. I mean, back and forth. The Mets, Brandon Nimmo, solo homer to right field. And then fast forward all the way until the bottom of the eighth, where Bryson Stott, he gets his two-run triple into the right field corner, where both Bryce and Casty would score, 5-4 Phils. And then JT would hit a little dribbler to third base, where Mark Vientos could not handle the ball and Bryson Stott would score from third, 6-4 Phils. That was huge. But Mark Vientos back in the top of the ninth. Mark Vientos with a bomb to left field, and you're like, why does this keep happening? This Mets team has just been resilient so much as of late, and you can see why people talk about them having the magic and the mojo and all that, and you see it there. But bottom of the ninth, Phils able to come back and win 6-6. Nick Castellanos, sharp line drive to left field, Turner scores, game over. Phils win this baseball game. And so yeah, let's just get right to the takeaways from this game. I mean, number one thing for me, right? And there have been wins this year where we have pointed to and we have said, oh, that's a season-saving win, or oh, that's a season-saving, or whatever. I feel like there's been multiple games this year, you know, everything pretty much like after, you know, July, where we're fans have pointed to and said, oh, that's a season-saving win. Or, though, this is a season-saving win. This is 110% a season-saving win. This is what I'm talking about when it comes to a season-saving win. Back against the wall, you're down 1-0 in the series. You're down 3-0 in the sixth inning. You're three innings away from being down 2-0. And no, this isn't a seven-game series, so maybe it's a little easier to come back down from 0-2, but it's still hard to do. It doesn't happen very often. So basically, your season's pretty much over if you don't win, if you don't get back on the board in the next three innings. And the Phillies are able to do that. They get on the board, Bryce's home run, Cassie's home run to tie it up, and then everything we did there in the recap, Phils able to win this. Nick Castellanos with a season-saving walk-off single to left field. This is a season saver. This is what I'm talking about. The Phillies were always going to get to the playoffs. They were going to win 90 to 95 games. It was going to happen. I know we were thinking about 100 and over that at a certain point, but look, the Phillies, maybe they just came back down to earth what kind of team they really were. Okay? The Phils were always going to get to the playoffs, and with all the injuries in Atlanta, they were always going to win the division. It was always going to be that way. Screw all that. This team's too good to not get there. This is a season-saving win. This is what I'm talking about. This is a game you had to win, and the way that they won this game with Casty out, with the back and forth, and Casty coming up, you know, with all the pressure on him in the ninth there. All the pressure. This is saving your season. This is what it is. So all that from earlier in the season, I get it. We live in the moment. No, this is not just living in the moment. This is a real season saver. This is what I'm talking about. So Nick Castellanos, season saving walk-off hit. This is what it is. It's 1-1, not 2-0 Mets now going back to New York, because that's not a good not a good combination there if you're down 2-0 going back to New York. So that is my first takeaway from this game. This is really a season-saving win, and the season-saving win so far to this point. Takeaway number two, look, offense gets the most credit for this game, for winning this game, just because, I mean, obviously the scoreboard, 7-6. I mean, you had to have those seven runs, and they did that. So while it took them six innings to finally get it going, and we were all upset and we're all nervous about thinking about the NLCS last year with Arizona, offense does get credit for this game. Even though all the offense came in the last, what, 3-4 innings, they get the most credit because Sanchez was fine. Sanchez was fine. I mean, look, I was curious to see what Christopher Sanchez was going to be in this game, in game two, with Topper making that decision, but he was fine. You know, fine start. Gave the Phillies a chance to win, and I'm cool with that. And then the bullpen, not great, and hasn't been great the first two games of the series so far. You know, Ruiz gives up the homer to Alonso. Kirkering gave up the homer to Nimmo, and then Strom giving up the homer to Vientos, a two-run homer there into Vientos. Not great so far. Not great so far. And, you know, Hoffman not great in game one. Strom, again, back-to-back games, not great. And then Yeah, so not great so far. So the offense had to be good in this game, and we all knew that. We knew the offense was going to have to anchor this team at some point, and they had to do it fast. And I mean, I would have liked to have felt a little easier about this team in earlier in the game when it was, 3-0 Mets in those first, 6 innings. I would have liked to have the offense show me something just earlier in the game. I mean, obviously all of us would have liked that. And, first inning there, both the Mets and the Phillies had a runner on third that they left. That they left in the inning before the inning was over. And the Phillies, but besides that, I mean, look, Phillies had a chance there, but besides that, Phillies weren't able to do anything offensively. And I would have just felt a little more at ease if the offense was able to get it going early. But they eventually got it going, and they were the reason why they won this game. And I think all of us, you, me, we both feel good that the offense was the number one reason why they won this game. Doesn't feel amazing that it came a little later in the game, but hopefully, I mean, that is the number one reason why they won this game, and hopefully this will be momentum heading into Game 3, where New York, that's a tough place to play. We're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes, but hopefully, number one reason why they won this game was the offense. And kind of already talked about it here, but the resiliency, clutch. The Harper home run, ginormous. Bryce, we all know, has the flair for the dramatic. And no, this wasn't like super duper duper. This wasn't Arcia staring him down twice, right? This isn't Bedlam at the Bank. This isn't the Grand Slam against Chicago. This isn't a walk-off hit. This wasn't anything like that. But there's something to be said about being a spark plug, for a team. And Bryce was that in this game. And that is clutch. To have that 2-run home run, cross home plate, looking up at the crowd like, let's go. Like, let's get it going. We need to get it going. Like, yeah, that is clutch. That is clutch. And then Casty just feeding right off of that. And he kind of, like, felt it coming, honestly. With Casty, he just liked that. It goes back-to-back with Bryce, and that's, that helped to tie the game. And that then you feel really good. It's like, all right, it's a brand-new ball game.
And now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And then Stott, clutch. Bryson Stott has had an underwhelming year, but important for him to show something this postseason. And this game, he did. He did with the RBI, the 2-run triple. Honestly, just so big for him to have that 2-run triple. And then, the Castellanos, the walk-off. And Castellanos has had, a few clutch hits with the Phillies, this year and in his tenure. So, important for Casty to come through clutch there. And it for the Phils, for them to be, resilient and clutch is big, because you know what the team over there, and they've talked about it. They talked about it post-game, talked about it game one and game two, but especially game two, because the Mets, they came back in game one, but game two as well, because they almost came back again, especially in that ninth where Vientos hit that home run, where it's like that team's resilient over there too. And it's important for the Phils to show, like, hey, we have been a resilient team all year. We have been a resilient team the last couple of years. No trophy, I understand, but still, big moments, they've had them. So, important, that's my last takeaway, is that the Phils head into New York with a resilient clutch win. It is important because the Mets have been the resilient clutch team. We just saw it in Milwaukee, just saw it in Game 3. And for them to make the playoffs the way they did too. Like, it's big deal that the Phils were able to be resilient and clutch. Let's look ahead to game number 3 in New York. So, it will be Sean Manaea and Aaron Nola on the bump for both teams, respectively. Manaea for the Mets, Aaron Nola for the Fightins. Last time out for Manaea against the Phils, that was back just a couple of weeks ago on the 21st of September. And Manaea went 7, gave up just 3 runs, 6 strikeouts, a couple of homers. But overall, Manaea was very good. And Manaea has been very good this year. This is pretty much a career year. I mean, pretty much, since his 2018 season in Oakland, where he threw a no-hitter that year. This is probably right up there with one of his best years of his career. He's kind of had an up-and-down career with Oakland and San Diego, and we know all too well about his career in San Diego as we lit him up in the CS a couple of years ago, against San Diego, but also was a Giant. So Oakland, San Diego, the Giants, and now with the Mets. And he's kind of just had an all-over-the-place career. Has never really been terrible, but has had generally kind of an all-over-the-place career. Has been an overall solid pitcher, but experiencing one of his best years as a major leaguer. So you got Manaea, and then you got Nola on the mound for the Phils. Me looking ahead to Game 3, and Game 3 will be on Tuesday. Excuse me. Yes, Tuesday. Am I lying? Yeah, Tuesday. Tuesday at 5:08. And Tuesday, 5:08 start. And this is what I'm looking for the Phils in Game 3. So, 3 things. Offense, you need to feed off of what you did the last 4 innings against the Mets at home and get it going against Manaea early. Early, and I'm talking about the first couple innings. Score a couple of runs. Get on the board. Put some pressure on Manaea and the Mets at home that, hey, we let you guys get one in Philadelphia, but we're heading back to we're here in New York, and we're here to reclaim home field advantage. So I think it's important to get it going early. Don't let Manaea get comfortable and confident, which he has been this year for the New York Mets. And also quiet that New York crowd. New York, they're going to be excited for their Mets team. They lost the wild card round against San Diego, right? A couple of years ago, and they lost in what, the first 2 games, right? They lost. I'm pretty sure they lost. They got swept by San Diego, swept, quote unquote, 2-0. So the Mets crowd, they're going to be excited. It's a 1-1 split, so they're going to be juiced for this Mets team to, they've been a fun team, watching them from this side. Over here in Philadelphia. They're a fun team, but you got to quiet that New York crowd. Quiet them down. Number 2, need a vintage Aaron Nola start. You just do. I'm looking for the bats to keep it going, but I need Aaron Nola to not let the Mets coming off of 2 games, the first game where they scored 6 runs, and then the second game where they scored 6 runs once again. But last game, what was that? Vientos, 2 home runs, Alonso, and then Nimmo slugging, and able, even the prior game, able to kind of score in different ways. I don't want Nola to give the Mets a chance at all. And I'm confident in Nola. I feel content with Aaron Nola in Game 3. I just still think it's up to the bats. And last one, bullpen's got to shut the door. Hopefully Nola can go 6 or 7, give up 2 earned runs or less. That's what I'm looking for from Aaron Nola. I mean, 3 wouldn't be bad, but I don't know. I still don't, love what the offense did, but I'm not all the way confident in the offense going into this game, but I feel better about the offense. But I'm looking for Nola to go like 6 or 7. 3 or less, but mostly I would like 2 or less. And then bullpen's got to shut the door, man. They've got to shut the door. They have not done that. I was looking for, you know, Hoffman, and then, you know, potentially I thought it would be Estevez, but they went to Strom in game one, and, you know, Hoffman couldn't even get an out. Strom got one out. And then, yeah, and I mean, between two of your best relievers, two of your all-stars this year, and Hoffman and Strom, giving up 5 earned runs combined in that game one, and then Strom not looking all that great against New York in game two, giving up a couple of runs with the Vientos home run. I need whomever's going to come in, because they used Hoffman for 3 pitches. So, I mean, I'm looking for Jeff Hoffman to come back in a big spot. I'm looking for this bullpen to shut the door against this Mets team. I am looking for them to shut the door. If they're in that situation, hey, maybe the offense has a big day. We don't have to worry about this. I would love that. Let's see what San Diego did to LA tonight. 10-1. Like, I would love that type of game. Wouldn't we all love that type of game where, say, or 10-2, sorry, whatever. Doesn't really matter. But San Diego, I mean, 10 runs over the Dodgers. I would love that. Can we just have a game like that? No stress. Last 2 games has been stressful as heck for the most part, and would love a no stress type of game. So those are my keys to Phil's getting a win against the Mets. Offense needs to get it going versus Manaea early. Quiet that New York crowd. Number 1. Number 2, need a vintage Nola start. And number 3, bullpen will need to shut that door on the New York Mets. A couple of more things before we get you out of here. Spencer Turnbull injury update. Possibly, hopefully, the Phils can get to the NLCS. This is going to be a battle here in the DS. Spencer Turnbull, you know, hope to work his way onto the divisional series roster, but Topper said, you know, wasn't his time yet, needed to heal a little more, needed more time with that right lat strain. But the possibility exists that Turnbull might be ready for the NLCS. He will continue to throw at the team's complex down there in Clearwater. So, yeah, because, I mean, look, I like Turnbull. We'd love to add him to this roster. But we'll see. That's an update for you on Spencer Turnbull. But let's just worry about getting out of this round first before we get there. And like I mentioned, around MLB, real quick before we get you out of here. Around MLB, all you really had, Slam Diego, 10-2 over the Dodgers. Tatis, Fernando Tatis Jr., 2 homers on the night, and got it going early in the first with a blast. Also, I mean, 4 more homers. You had one from Jackson Merrill, you had one from Xander Bogaerts, you had one from David Peralta, and then you had one from Kyle Higashioka, who has been just good in this playoffs so far. I mean, I think it's just, what, 3rd or 4th home run of this playoffs to this point. So, my gosh. But Jack Flaherty lit up for 4 runs. Not lit up, but the Dodgers in general lit up for 10 runs in this game. And then looking ahead to tomorrow, where the Phillies are off on Monday, it's going to be the American League side. You're going to have Detroit and Cleveland. That's at 4:08. Cleveland currently leads that series 1-0. And then Yankees at home once again against the Kansas City Royals. And they have the same with a 1-0 start there against Kansas City. That's a service. They're up 1-0 in the series, and then 7:38 is the start time for that game. It's going to be Cole Reagans and Carlos Rodon. And then for Detroit and Cleveland, you got Tarek Skubal going up against Matthew Boyd for Cleveland. So I think it's former Tiger, right? Pretty sure it's former Tiger, Matthew Boyd, but I could be wrong on that. Not like it really matters, like who really cares, but yeah, doing that for my own. He was a former Tiger. So that is the matchups there tomorrow for around MLB, and the Phils will be back on Tuesday at 5:08. Cannot wait. Nervous. Don't know how I feel about this team still. Bats got to give me more consistency and confidence there. So that's going to do it for me today, Phillies Today. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. You can always tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Let me know what you think of the episode. Good, bad. Give me all the feedback that you can. Would appreciate it. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thursday, enjoy everybody else that does a great job on this channel. Talk to you guys soon.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.